Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author D.K. King, and she is the author of Living the Big Sky Life. D.K. began sharing her writing in 2008 with the creation of a collaborative blog called InTheRearViewMirror.com. Her blog featured condensed raw snippets from Living the Big Sky Life, which was soon to follow. She was honored to contribute the forward introduction to the Galactic Transcripts, published in 2013 by her friend and author Richard Andrew King. D.K., how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Don. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the big question. Tell us about this book, please.
Well, Don, Living the Big Sky Life is essentially a timeless tale of self-discovery and above all, hope. The catalyst that happened to push me into the Odyssey. Now, this story is my real life story. It is a memoir. But in this story, I talk about the catalyst that pushed me into the life-altering journey that I was forced to take. And for me, the catalyst just happened to be culture shock. I went from living a city urban lifestyle in Orange County, California, and landed in a country rural lifestyle in Big Sky Country. In the town I was moved to was Whitefish, Montana, which happens to be a small little town in the furthest northwest corner of the state of Montana, located about 60 miles south of the Canadian border.
So who did you write this book for specifically?
Well, Don, I wrote the book primarily for adult readers, in this case, both men and women. It's not gender specific. It's really targeted to adults who understand the subtle nuances that influence how familial relationships are managed and navigated. This would include things like marriage and children. But it's also specific, even if I want to narrow down the specific target audience even more than that in the adult readership, it would be anyone who would be considering making a drastic lifestyle change or a significant move from one lifestyle to another and all of the things that go with it. It can appear to be very idyllic from one side of the fence, but when you're actually on that side of the fence, the shock that you're subjected to with a different process, a different mentality, a different everything can be very difficult to navigate. But on the other hand, the way I wrote Living the Big Sky Life, it is written like a PG movie. So if even a young adult could pick up the story and just enjoy it for its entertainment value, they don't necessarily have to comprehend the deeper messages.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
That would be we're not alone. I think that when we're subjected to challenging situations, the way we're meant to feel is shame at making mistakes and not living the perfect life. But with that comes a tendency towards isolation and reluctance to reach out for help or even talk about it because you feel like you're the only one living the nightmare that you happen to be living. In the end, we're not alone. And everything does pass, things do change. And if we can just sit back and look at it and reconcile some of those challenges, it can be kind of funny.
If you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I think, Don, the closest comparison I would find would be with Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. Miss Gilbert, she took us along her journey of self-discovery. She educated us about the culture she was immersed in with a lot of description and humor. But she, too, reminded us that we're not alone in our difficulties.
What was the hardest part of writing your book?
Well, aside from the editing and pre-publication work that went into just putting the actual book together, I found the hardest part to be writing the last chapter. Every word that I wrote was just therapeutic torture. Writing the majority of the book went really well, but trying to pull it all together and make it perfect and short and sweet. It's not about this is how I reconciled it and this is what worked for me. Maybe there's a little bit in there for the reader so that they can pull it together in their life. But I would say the last chapter was definitely the most difficult. Saw me pacing the floor a lot and jumping up and down out of my chair and a lot of emotional eating as well.
What inspired you to start writing?
Well, until about 8 years ago, I can't say that I ever thought of myself as a writer in the traditional sense, even though I've been a writer of my thoughts most of my life, and I always had a reputation amongst everyone who knew me of being good with the pen. A lot of the notes and letters that I've written over the years have been kept. But when I had begun working on In the Rearview Mirror, all of that started to change. I started to see that it was such a fun project. It really gave me the impetus to begin writing as a profession because it helped me realize that I was just overflowing with a lot of ideas and concepts that were in desperate need of a healthy outlet. It's a very natural thing for me. And now I've just stepped into it. And this book has really helped me see what direction I need to go into in my life.
When did you first consider yourself to be a real writer?
Well, I have In the Rearview Mirror to thank for that. It was a collaborative blog I shared with a dear friend, and we used it as an outlet in making commentary and writing stories about what's been going on in the world over the last, 8-9 years. But it was so much fun that then I created my own blog, DK King, and I started to write raw snippets of In the Rearview, and I started posting this, and I got a lot of activity, a lot of attention, and I found that people really enjoyed the little anecdotes that I was sharing on my blog. So that one thing just kind of led to another, and then now I have the book.
Do you see writing as a career?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I do. It's taken me a while to see where I need to go, what my true passion is, and writing is definitely it. I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things I'm going to be working on in the next probably 5 years, probably have a few things out. But yes, it is. I'm committed.
In your opinion, what makes a good story?
Well, for me personally, my opinion is a good story is one that makes an emotional connection with the reader. It can happen in a myriad of ways. I think a story is very effective when a reader can see it himself, herself, living the story in person. They can see themselves in that situation. Or when they're pulled into the story like a voyeur who just can't pry their eyes away from the people. That, to me, is a good story, something that touches the reader in a way that they just can't look away.
How would you describe your writing style?
Well, on the surface, I think we all like to think of ourselves as unique. So I think the logical answer to that question would be that my style is definitely my own. But I can tell you, I can't tell you exactly why that is. I know that I have a unique way of putting words together and structuring my sentences. That would be the technical aspect. But somehow the way I put it together works. But my storytelling tends to be very easy to read and enjoyed merely for the surface value for those who choose not to read between the lines. And those readers who do choose to delve deeper, I tend to weave a lot of messaging and between the line symbolism into my writing. It can show up in double entendres, hidden messages. I tend to reflect a lot of polarity in the message. It's like two sides of a coin. But if the reader choose to experience that, they can. And if they choose to just read it and laugh, they can do that too. So it tends to touch people in a subtle, unconscious way.
Most authors have one specific reason for writing a book. What was yours?
With Living the Big Sky Life, initially, my motivation in writing it was probably catharsis, personal catharsis, but ultimately, it morphed into just finding the whole predicament funny. Everyone I told about, all my experiences just laughed at it, so maybe I'm a comedian at heart, I don't really know, but I started out with a catharsis, and I ended up thinking, oh, this is just funny. There's something to be learned, but it's at my expense, humorously at my expense.
If you had to choose, what part of this book would you say you personally like best?
Oh, the ending, definitely. The fact that the whole thing is over and I'm a better person for it, at least I like to think I am.
Other than selling the work, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, I think it might in the book at the introduction. I just my hope is just to touch one person at a time, and if just one person can feel like be reminded that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that they're not alone, I feel like I've accomplished a lot. I'm just an ordinary person living a normal life, and we're all in the same boat. And sometimes we just need someone to give us a hand up.
In your opinion, who should buy this book?
Anyone who's thinking about moving from one lifestyle to the other, definitely. Of course, this would be an adult reader. But, you know, if you're thinking of going from an urban lifestyle to a rural lifestyle, or even vice versa, because both lifestyles, both experiences have their pros and cons. And for me, I would say anyone who's thinking that the grass is greener in a small town, they might want to rethink that. It takes a certain kind of person, because it definitely tests all of your relationships, your familial relationships. If you have a marriage, it'll test your partnership, your marriage partnership. It'll test your children. It'll test you. Making those changes can be a real challenge.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question: where can readers find you in your book?
Well, the best way to find me is on the website. My website is livingthebigskylife.com. There's a link to my blog there, along with my email address, Twitter, and all my other social media links as well.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been D.K. King, and she's the author of Living the Big Sky Life. D.K., thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day, 24/7, by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title in the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that will make a real impact, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-955-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.